Okay, good morning. Today's daf is Bava Masechta Daf Pei Vav. We will have to motor through a lot today so that I could pass the baton back to Rabbi Leibowitz in a somewhat appropriate place and not too far up the Amud on Pei Vav Amud Beis. Big dafim, lots to get through. We left off yesterday, Pei Hei Amud Beis. We were talking about Kama Gedolim Masechia, how great Rabbi Chia was, and that he had this thing that he would grow flax, and then he would make nets, and he would trap deer, and he would shech the deer and feed the yesomim, and then he would write Sifrei Torah, write chumashim, and then he would bring five chumashim to five different kids, and he would teach them Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, and he would have them teach each other what they had learned to ensure that Torah would not be forgotten. So we're about exactly halfway down Pei Hei Amud Beis. First word on the line is Chia. We're going to talk a little bit more about how great Rabbi Chia was. Some fantastic stories about Elio Hanavi visiting some Amaram. Very, very interesting stuff. Then we're going to come back to what we had started with in the mission in the beginning of the Perek about the obligation to provide food for your workers. Then we're going to conclude with a discussion of the Suda Avram Avinu as it relates to the or juxtaposed with the Suda Shlomo HaMelech, trying to figure out which one was more impressive and why. So says the Gemara like this. Again, halfway down, second word on the line. First word on the line is Chia. We're up to Amar Lei. Amar Lei, Rabbi Shmuel Rav Yossi. So says Rabbi Shmuel Rav Yossi. So Rabbi Chia was great. So Rabbi Chia was great, right? And so he asked Rabbi, Afilu Mimar, was Rabbi Chia even greater than you? Amar Lei, and he said yes. Afilu Mi'aba, was he greater even than Rav Yossi? In other words, was he greater even than my father? Amar Lei, Chas V'Shalom, Lo Techazos B'Yisrael. So Rabbi says, no, Chas V'Shalom. You know, Rabbi Chia was greater than me. He wasn't necessarily greater than Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi was the absolute best. So Amar Rav Zera, so says Rav Zera, Emesh Nurli Rav Yossi B'Rav Chanina. So yesterday I bumped into Rav Yossi B'Rav Chanina, Amarti Lo, or he appeared to me, and Amarti Lo, and I said to him, Eitzel Mi Ata Takua, who are you stationed next to in the Yeshiva Shalmaila? He appeared to him, and he wanted to know, who is he sitting next to in the Yeshiva Shalmaila? So Amar Li Eitzel Rav Yochanan, I'm next to Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan Eitzel Mi, Eitzel Rav Yana, if Rav Yana Eitzel Mi, Eitzel Rav Chanina, Rav Chanina Eitzel Mi, Eitzel Rav Chia. So Amarti Lo, Rav Yochanan, and Eitzel Rabbi Chia Lo. So, and Rabbi Yochanan wasn't so great that he should be stationed right next to Rabbi Chia. We know that Rabbi Chia was so great, but why wasn't Rabbi Yochanan, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan merit a station right next to Rabbi Chia? So Amar Lei, so he said to me, Ba'asar Dizkukin Denura Ba'urin De'isha, and a place where there are lightning bolts and torch fires, Man Mayel Bar Nafcha, can the son of the blacksmith, either because Rabbi Yochanan himself was a blacksmith or his father was a blacksmith, how could he accompany, how could he be stationed right next to Rabbi Chia? Taman. So Amar Rav Chaviva, so says Rav Chaviva the following, Ishtoi li Rav Chaviva bar Surmiki, so Rav Chaviva bar Surmiki appeared to me, Chazi le ahumid Rabbanan davishchia chaliyo gabe. And he had seen a certain rabbi who was frequented by Elio Hanavi. Delitzafra havi shpirinene. He saw him in the morning. His eyes looked normal. He looked like a normal guy. Ulaurta damian kedemikilim benura. However, he saw the same individual in the evening, and this individual's eyes looked like they had been singed with fire. So he said to him, "My hi, what's up with the change in your appearance? This morning I saw you look normal. This morning I saw you look normal, and this evening your eyes look as if they've been burnt." Amarli, and he said to me as follows, Amarli Leo, because I said to Leo Navi, Achvili Rabbanan, ki salika lemesifta derakia. I want to see the Rabbanan, I want to see the Chachamim, the way they're stationed in the Mesifta derakia, So Amarli, so Leo Navi said to me, Bekula masas listakuli behu, you could look at everybody, Labar me gu harka derabichia, except for the throne of Rabbichia, but the little tostakabe, that you're not allowed to look at it. So my simen aichu, so what's the simen? How will I know whether I'm looking at the throne of Rabbi Chia or the throne of any of the other Rabbanan? So Bekulu Azli Malachi Kisalki Vinachse Labar Meguan Kurd Rabbi Chia the Menafshi Salik Vinaches, that there are angels who lift and lower all of the other thrones of the other Chachamim. However, the throne of Rabbi Chia ascends and descends on its own. So lo motzi look me anafshe. I couldn't restrain myself istakli be, and I looked at it. So asu trei betute denura machiu lau gavra, and two lightning bolts of fire came out and singed my eyes, v'simine leine, and blinded my eyes. So lamachar the next day, so asli ishtachi amarase, and I prostrated myself on Rav Chiya's kever. So amina masnisa demar masnisa. I said that when I learned the brises, I learned your brises. Vistoy and I was healed. So what's the? I mean, we don't obviously begin to understand the story with the Masifta de Rakia and the moving thrones. But the Ben Yoyada explains at least the fact that he went to Rav Chiya's kever and says, "Listen, I learned your brisa," and then he was healed. Is along the lines of what we say that if Talmud Chacham dies and somebody learns that Talmud Chacham's Torah, sifsosov dovavos bekever, that it's as if the lips of the Talmud Chacham are moving in the kever. We bring life in a certain respect to the Chachamim by learning their Torah even after they're dead. Now, what do we know about Asuma? We know that Asuma is Chashuv Kames. So this rabbi was telling Rabbi Chiya, I learn your Mishnah, I learn your Braisa, I give you life by learning Asuma's Chashuv Kames in exchange or in recognition of the fact that I give you life by learning your Torah, you should daven and you should somehow heal me and give me back my life. So says the Ben Yoyada, that's what happened here. Another amazing story about Elio and Avi. Elio avishchiach b'mesifta de Rebbe. Elio used to come learn, again, whatever this means, in the Masifta of Rebbe. Yom achad reish yarcha Avi. One day it was Rosh Chodesh, and Nagalei, he was late, v'lo asa, and he hadn't come yet. Why? He was taking too long to daven. Literally, so Amar Lei, my time in Nagale, Lamar. So Rebbe says to Leo and Avi, why are you so late in arriving this morning? So Amar Lei, at Ukme La Avram Umashani Umashini Liyode Umatzli Umenagni Lei. Well, it took a lot in the time that it took me to wake up Avram Avinu, to wash his hands, to daven with him, and then to put him back to rest. V'chein li Yitzchak, v'chein li Yaakov, and to do the same thing for Yitzchak Avinu, to do the same thing for Yaakov Avinu. It was Rosh Chodesh, and therefore the davening is longer than usual, and that's why it took me so late to get to your Masifta this morning. So says Rebbe, Ulukminu Bahadi Adadi. So why don't you wake them all at once? Why are you waking them one after the other? So says the Gemara, Savri Takvi Barachmi Amaisile Lamashiach Belo Zamne. Because if it would ever occur that Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov would daven, again, whatever this means, whether that they would daven at the same time, then they would stimulate so much Rachmanus, so much Rachamim up in Shemayim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would bring Mashiach even before the right time. And therefore I have to make sure that they refrain from davening simultaneously. So Amar Leis, it says Rabbi Talio Navi Beishtuk Mosam B'Olam Hazeh, is there anybody with this power of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov and Olam Hazeh that if they daven together, if we could get like the dream team to daven together, then they could stimulate such rachamim up in Shemayim and we could bring Mashiach early? So Amar Leis, Ika Reb Chiya Banav. Yeah, there's Reb Chiya and his kids who are really, really great, and if they would daven together, it would have the same effect. So Gozer Rabbi Tanisa, so Rabbi goes to a Tanis once, Achsinu l'Rav Chiya Banav, and they appointed Rav Chiya and his sons to daven for the Yamat. Tosfos, which is found on the next page, talks about how they could have appointed Rav Chiya and his sons, because Tosfos tells us that the halacha is that you're supposed to appoint only, you're supposed to designate only a Baal Tefillah who knows how to pronounce the words. And Tosfos says, we take that so seriously that even those who don't know the distinction between an Ayin and an Aleph can't daven for the Amid, let alone if you butcher the words. So, and Rabbi Chiya, we know, was from a certain place where he couldn't pronounce all the words properly. So how was it that Rabbi Chiya was able to take the Amid if he didn't know, if he wasn't a perfect pronouncer of the words? And Tosfos says, listen, sometimes you have to make a choice, right? You could either appoint a Baal Tefillah who's the biggest tzaddik, or a Baal Tefillah who knows how to pronounce every single syllable correctly. So they made a choice. It was an Eitz Sara, and therefore they appointed Rabbi Chiya and his sons. Tosfos also says that what do you mean they appointed all three to daven? How did three people daven for the Yamud? So he says that there are Gemaras based rather on a pasuk. It says Kedadarish Bemedrish the Batanis, that on a Tanis Tzibur Yarden Lefnei Ateva Shlosha, you actually have three people three people take the yamut simultaneously, because we see by the Mulchama of Amalek that Moshe was being assisted by Aaron and Hur, and that's a raya that three people take the yamut simultaneously by Atanis. But in any event, by Atanis, Rebbe designated Rebbe Chiyan as Kitzadavin after Eliyahu told him that they're so great that they could stimulate such rachmim up in Shemayim. So Amar Mashav Aruach, and they said Mashav Aruach, Venash Vazikol, all of a sudden the wind started to blow, Amar Morad Geshem, V'yasa Mitra. As soon as they said Morad Geshem, they said the rain started to come. So Kimata Lameimar Mechayim Esim, when they were about to say Mechayim Esim, Raga Shalma, the entire world shook. So Fatosfas deals over here. What does it mean when they got to Mechayim Esim? If you said Shmon Esrei, it says Mechayim Esim Ata Rav Lohoshia Mashiv Haruach Amor Hageshem. So the Mechayim Esim is actually before Mashiv Haruach. It's not after Mashiv Haruach. So he says, yeah, but the main Mechayim Esim is Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayim Esim. So before they got to the main Mechayim Esim, the world shook and up at Shemayim, they realized that something crazy was happening. So Rabbi Rakia, Mangali, Razi, Ba'alma. Who revealed the secret that if Rav Chi and his kids daven together, then Mashiach is going to come? Amar Eliyo. They said it was Eliyo Anavi. So it's Yul Eliyo, and they brought Eliyo to the Beis Din up in Shemayim, and Lachiu Shisim Pusle Denura. They gave him 60 malchus with a lash of fire. So Asa Idmilu Keduva Denura Ol Benai V'Terdinu. So Eliyo then went down to where Rav Chi and his kids were davening. He appeared to them like a fiery bear. So what happens when you're davening for the Yemen and a fiery bear walks into shul? Everybody gets super distracted and they lose their kavana, and so too that's what happened, and therefore they couldn't daven with kavana, and therefore Mashiach did not come at the time when they said Mechayim Esim. Says the Gemara Vayter. So Shmuel Yarchina, the Mefarshim explained that this is the regular Shmuel, who's the Bar Plukta of Rav. He was called Yarchina because he was a baki in Ibarach Chodesh. He was a baki in telling us when the Yareach was new, when there was a new moon. So Shmuel Yarchina, Asya de Rebbe Avi, he was the doctor of Rebbe. Cholas Rebbe Beine, Rebbe developed an ailment in his eye. So Amarle Imlich Lachsama. So Shmuel said to Rebbe, I want to give you some medicine. Amarle Lo Yechilna. If you put it on my eye, I'm not going to be able to tolerate it. Ishtar Lach Mishtar. So I want to put salve on your eyelids. Amarle Lo Yechilna. I'm not going to be able to tolerate it. So Havimosiv Le Beguvta Desamne Tuse Beisadia. Visti, say he, they put the medicine underneath the pillow of Rebbe, and somehow the medicine had the ability to, by osmosis, to go through the pillow and impact Rebbe's eye, and he was healed. So Rebbe really wanted to give Shmuel a smicha, but it never worked out. So Shmuel said to Rebbe, don't be upset. I saw the sefer of Adam Arishon, which is a sefer that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Adam Arishon, that said, Dor Dor V'Dor Shav, Dor Dor V'Chachamav, that I saw the sefer of Adam Arishon, V'Chsiv Vein, it says in it, Shmuel Yarchina, Chachim Yiskru, V'Rebbe Lo Yiskru. Shmuel Yarchina will be called a Chacham, he will never be called a Rebbe. V'Asu the Rebbe Al Yadote, and Rebbe's healing should be Al Yedei Shmuel. So don't be upset that you can't give me smicha. Now, second line, Pei Vav Amud Aleph. So Rebbe Rav Nosson Sof Mishnah. Rebbe and Rav Nosson were the end of the Mishnah period of the Tanoim. Rav Ashi Vravina Soifara. Rav Ashi and Ravina were the end of the Amoraim period. V'simanech, and the simon for this is Adavo El Mikdashi El Avina Lachrisam. So Rashi says that El Mikdashi is a reference to Ravashi, Avina is a reference to Ravina, and Lachrisam is a reference to the fact that they were so far off. So what does it mean that they were so far off? What nafkamina does that have? So there's a machlokas Rishonim, whether that means that no Amora that came after them could actually argue on them. In other words, was the Talmud sealed and nobody else could argue on Ravina and Ravashi? And the Rambam winds up saying that even though maybe at that time other Amoraim could have argued on Ravina and Ravashi, nowadays, so far, that means that we don't have the ability to argue on a Gemara, because we have to take the Gemara as our Masorah, and we don't have an ability to now start making new arguments on the Gemara, say the Pshat is not like Ravina, not like Ravashi. Okay, so four lines down on the Amud. Amar Rav Chana, Ishtoyli Rav Chama Bar Barsei Techasa. So Rav Chama, the grandson of Chasa, told me the following. So Rabba Bar Nachmeni, Agav Shmada Nachnafshei. Rabba Bar Nachmeni died on account of the persecution, on account of fear of persecution. So Achlu Beit Kortza, they maligned him in the palace. So Achlu Beit Kortza Beit Malka. So Amru, they were maligning Rabba Bar Nachmeni in the palace by saying, Ich Echad Gavra B'Yudoi, there's a certain Jewish guy, the Kamavatal Tracer Alfe Gavri Me Yisrael Yarcha B'Kaita V'Yarcha B'Sifta B'Sitfa, who takes away 12,000 people, 12,000 Jewish people from the service of the king in the Mikarga de Malka, in the days of the summer and the days of the fall, from the duty of the king. Why? So Rashi explains, because before Sukkot and before Pesach, he would give the drushos about the Chag, and when Rabbi Bar Nachmeni would darshan Hilchas HaChag, Kodem HaChag Shloshim Yom, everybody would go to hear his shiurim, and when everybody was hearing their his shiurim, they obviously couldn't do the karga de malka. They obviously couldn't do the duty of the king. So shadru pristika de malka basrei. So they sent an emissary of the king after Rabbi Bar Nachmeni v'lo ashkechei, and they couldn't find him. So arak vazel mipum petisa la'arka. So we led them on a real nice police chase. So the arak vazel mipum petisa la'akra me'akra la'agma me'agma l'shchein me'shchein l'tzrifa mitzrifa le'ena diyama the me'ena demayim me'ena demayim le'pum Pumpadisa Ashkechein, and Pumpadisa they found them. So Ikla Pristika de Malka Lahu Ishbiza de Rabba. So this emissary of the king went to a certain inn where Rabba was staying. Krivu Taka Kame, they brought a table before the innkeeper. Vashku Tre Kase, and they gave him two cups of wine to drink. Vidalyu Lataka Mikame, they removed the table from him. And then Hodar Partsufe Lachore, the guy's head turned around on his neck, and his face was facing backwards. Why? Because we see in the Gemara Maseches Psachim, and the Gemara deals with this, why it's not a problem on Lel HaSeder, but if you feed somebody Zugos, then Shadim have the ability to cause harm to him. So they fed him Zugos. They didn't do this on purpose, the Mefarshim explained, but they fed him Zugos, and therefore the Shadim had the ability to harm him. So Amrlei, Ma Navile, Gavr de Malku, oh my God, what are we going to do? We can't send this guy back, walking back to the king's palace with his face facing backwards. The guy's an emissary of the king. The king is going to kill us. So Amrlu, so Krav Yatakala Kameh, they said, go bring the table back in front of him. Vashkiu Chad Kasa, give him one more kos. Then it'll be a total of three. Vidalyu Latakim Kameh, they took the table away. And Velitzi, and then he was healed. So Avdulei Hachi, so that's what Rabbi Bar Nachmeni told them to do. So even though this emissary was chasing Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, so Avdulei Hachi, so they did this, Vasi, and the guy was healed. So Amr Medi Adana, the Gavra, the Kabiina Hachahu. So I know that the person that I'm looking for is here, said the emissary to himself, because I know that I'm looking for a great man, and really only a great man of great stature would give them Eitzas as to how to heal me if they see that I'm in despair and I'm sitting there with my head facing backwards. Only a great man would nevertheless give advice as to how to heal me. So Bachish Abbas Rei, he searched for him, Ba'ashkechei, and he found Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. Amar Azlina Meha, that you go, don't worry, I'm not going to rat you out, but I'm not going to rat you out in only certain circumstances. Imikdal katlulau gavra lamagalina. If they threaten to kill me unless I reveal your whereabouts, don't worry, I'm not going to reveal your whereabouts. Vi nigdi magdina le. However, if they're going to torture me, magalina, then I'm going to reveal. Your whereabouts, because I'm not of such a strong constitution, so I'm not going to be able to withstand the torture. So siula kamei. In the end, they brought Rabbi Bar Nachmeni to the king, obviously because the guy reneged on his promise. So Aili Ladrune, they brought him into a chamber of Atarki Lababa Banpe, and they locked the door in front of him. Boy Rachme, Rabbi Bar Nachmeni Davind, Parakashise, and the wall fell down. In other words, the door was still there, and the door was locked, but the wall on the other side fell down. Arak Vales Eliagma, he went and escaped to a swamp. Havayosiv Agirda the Dikli, he sat in the swamp and on the stump of a palm tree. Vikagaris, and he was learning. Rabbi Bar Nachmeni was always learning. So Kamifli Gibim Mesifta the Rakia. Turns out that at that time there was a machlokas going on in the Masifta de Rakia. Again, we don't really understand what this means, but there was a machlokas on the following. In Baheres Kodem Leser Lavan, by Hilchas Saras, Hilchas Negaim, if the Baheres comes before the white hair, then Tameh, then Allah is Tameh. Vim Seir Lavan Kodem Baheres Tar. And if the Seir Lavan comes before the Baheres, then it's Tar. Suffek, what if we don't know what came first? What if we don't know whether the Baheres came first or whether the Seir Lavan came first? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar Tar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that it's Tar. V'kulu Masifta Derakia Amri Tameh. And everybody else in the Masifta Derakia says Tameh. So the Achronim go crazy over here, are trying to understand how is it that they were arguing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So some say, no, all the Masifta Derakia said their view first, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it afterwards, no, I don't agree with you. Even though in the Gemara it's brought down first that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Tar, and then everybody else said Tameh. And then others explain that, first of all, the halachas of Tzaras are written in the Torah. So what does this mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying Tar? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying that when I wrote the Torah, when I gave over the Torah, I intended that this suffix should be Tar. If that were the case, how could anybody argue on HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So they explain, and I don't even understand what this means, but they explain that it wasn't that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying when I wrote the Torah, I intended it. This is what I think pshat in the pasuk is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying. And they said, no, we think pshat in the pasuk is the opposite way. Very difficult to understand what exactly is going on here. But there was machlokas between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Masifta Derakia. So, Va'amri, and they said, Manochach. Who's going to be machria the machlokas here? So nochach Rabbi Bar Nachmani, we need Rabbi Bar Nachmani to paskin for us to be machria and to resolve the machlokas. The Amar Rabbi Bar Nachmani ani yachid b'negoim ani yachid ba'olos, because Rabbi Bar Nachmani said I'm the best in negoim and olos. So shadru shlocha basrei, they sent a shliach after him. Who they sent? They sent the malach amavas, right? Because they wanted to kill him. They wanted to bring him up to the Masifta Derakia. Loavi matzi a malach amavas l'mikrav. Well, the Malach HaMavez didn't have any dominion over him because Rabbi Bar Nachmani never stopped learning. Well, however, when Rabbi Bar Nachmani was sitting in the swamp at the time that this machlokas was going on, and he was sitting on the stump of the palm tree, a wind blew, va'avish b'nei kani, and blew the reeds in the swamp, sovar gunda deparshi ahu, so Rabbi Bar Nachmani thought that it was a brigade of horsemen from the king who were coming to find him, so amri tenach nafshei dahu gavra, v'liyim sir b'yadu d'malchus, and Rabbi Bar Nachmani wished death upon himself. He said, I wish I would die and not be given over to the malchus. Ki avinich nafshei, as Rabbah was dying, Amar Tar Tar. So he said Tar Tar. In other words, he paskin like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yatza Baskol v'yamra. The Baskol came out and said, Ashrecha Rabbi Nachmani, Ashrecha Rabbi Bar Nachmani, Shagufcha Tar, your body is holy, it's pure, V'yatza Nishmascha B'tar, and your neshama left you when the word Tar was on your, when the word Tar was on your lips. So the Rambam, and we don't even understand what this means, right? He was in the middle of dying, he paskin Tar. What we do know is that the Rambam paskins Lahalacha Tameh. So how could it be that the Rambam is paskining against HaKadosh Baruch Hu and against Rabbi Bar Nachmani? So the reason that the Rambam paskins like this is because we also know la halacha lo ba shamayim hi, that the halacha is not kavua up in shamayim. We have the ability to make the halacha not up in shamayim. I Rabbi Bar Nachmani paskin like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, but Rabbi Bar Nachmani paskin like HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he was already dead or when he was in a state of quasi death, and therefore it's not like Rabbi Bar Nachmani paskin like him down here and then died. When Rabbi Bar Nachmani paskin, he was also Bashamayim he. Okay, further amazing things here. Nafal Piska Mirakia, Mirakia Bapumpadisa. So a little Piska, a little note came down from heaven, landed in Pumpadisa. Rabbi Bar Nachmani Nisbakish Bishivil Shamaila. So it was basically a notification that they hung outside the Beis Medrash. Rabbi Bar Nachmani was requested, his presence was requested in the Yeshiva Shamaila. We have to take him. So Nafku Abai Varabba Vakulu Rabbanan Lisukebe. So Abai and Rabban, all the Rabbanan, went to find Rabbi Bar Nachmani. They went to search for him because they wanted to give his body a proper kvura, give him a hesped. So lava yode duchta, they didn't know where his body was. So also liagma, they came to that swamp. So chazud safrei de metalali v'kaimei, they saw a bunch of birds hovering, not flying, but just hovering over a certain place. And Amar Shmami Na Hasamhu. And they said, oh, it must be that he's there. And why were the birds hovering? The birds were hovering because it was a very hot day and the sun was shining on Rabbi Ben Achmini's body. The birds didn't want that the body should be subject to the intense heat of the sun. And therefore, they were effectively serving as a shade to Rabbi Ben Achmini's body. So, they were maspidim for 3 days, and 3 nights. Nafal piska, a little petah came down from Shemayim, and it said, anybody who leaves at this point will be put in chayrim. It's not enough avela. So then they were maspidim for 7 days, nafal piska, and then a piska came down and said, now you could go back in peace to your homes. Ahu yoma denach nafshei. That day that Rabbi Ben Achmini died, Dalia Zafa, a big wind came, Bidari Lahu Taya, Kirachim Gamla Mihai Gisa Lanar Papa, Bishadi Bahach Gisa. It lifted up a certain Arab merchant who was riding on a camel from one riverbank of Nahar Papa to the other riverbank of Nahar Papa. Basically the wind came and picked him up clear across the river. Some are my highs. So the Arab merchant said, What's up with this? So they said, "Noch nafshei the Rabbi Ben Achmini." That Rabbi Ben Achmini died, and obviously, up in Shemayim, it's stimulating forces that are not pleased. So Amar Lafanov, so the merchant said, "Ribono Shalom, Kuli Alma Didachi, who the Rabbi Ben Achmini Didach, that the whole world belongs to you, and Rabbi belongs to you. At the Rabbi, Rabbi Didach, Rabbi is yours, and you are Rabbi's. So Amayka Machareves LeLiolam, Alma, why are you going to destroy the whole world on account of Rabbi Ben Achmini's death?" Nach Zayfa, and then the wind subsided. Rabbi Shimon Chalafta Balbasar Hu. So Rabbi Shimon Chalafta is a Balbasar. I don't know why it mentions that he's fat. Maybe to connect it to the sugya that we had the other day. But he was very fat. Yom Echad Avichamim. One day it was very hot. Havisalik V'yosev Ashina Detura. He went and sat on top of the mountain. Samar Le Labarte. He said to his daughter, "Biti Anifi Alai B'Manifa. Wave your fan in front of me, fan me with your fan, and I'll give you bunches of perfume, bunches of an aromatic herb." Sadahachi Nashvazika, before the daughter could actually wave her fan in front of Rav Shem and Chalafta, Nashvazika, a wind came, a wind blew and cooled him off a little bit. Amar Kamaki Karan Dinerd Lamari Dichi. So how many bundles of perfume do I owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the master of the wind that came and cooled me naturally? So says the so now we're 4 lines up from the bottom of Pevavam at Aleph, back to a topic that we had referenced in the Mishnah. So it said Akol Kaminaga Medina, that everything is like the Minaga Medina. When you hire workers, if you hire them stam, everything is like the Minaga Medina. So says the Gemara, Akol Asuye Mai, what does Akol come to include? Sala Suye Baasro Dinihige Michrich Rifto Mashtan Empiki, in a place where the minig is that they should eat bread and drink a drink called Ampaki, the Amarlu Kadimu Baisiluchu Amrle Lav Kol Kaminach. That if the Balabaya says to the workers, "Do me a favor, you go out into the field, I'm going to bring you breakfast later after you go out into the field," the workers could say, "No, you are not so strong to uproot the Minhag HaMedina." And the Minhag HaMedina is, we eat breakfast here, then we go out to work. Says the Gemara like this, So says the Gemara, and remember that Rav Yochanan Ben Matzya said to his son, if you stipulated food, then we're not going to be able to satisfy the stip, because even if we make them like Suda Shlomo B'Shaito, it's not going to be enough, because they're B'nai Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So you better go back and tell them that we're only going to give you pas and kitnis. So says the Gemara, Maisa Lister. So you're going to teach me a Maisa Lister. First you tell me I'll call Kamina Gamadina. And now you're telling me that if a guy says that if a guy hires workers and says we're going to provide food for you, we're afraid that he has to provide them like a Shuda Shlomo B'Shaito, I calls to Minhag HaMedina, and the Minhag HaMedina is certainly not to provide such an elaborate meal. Says the Gemara, "Chzur Mechzor V'Chuktani." V'Imposak Lem Mizonos. However, yeah, everything's like the Minhag HaMedina. But if you then went over and above and said that I'm posek Mizonos, then Riba Lahem, then you are adding on to whatever the Minhag HaMedina is. Umaisa Nami, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Matzya. There was also a similar Maisa with Rabbi Yochanan Ben Matzya. Shamar Levnot Seis Chalanu Polim Halachu Pasalam Mizonos Ukshabai Tzalaviv Amar Lo Bni Afilu Ata Osalam Kitzud Shlomo B'Shaito Lo Yotzas Yidei Chavosu Imaim Shei B'nei Av. Avram Yisav Yaakov. Says the Gemara, Lamember, the Suda Avram Avinu Adifa Midishlomo. You mean to tell me that the Suda of Avram Avinu, the Gemara takes as literally. So the Gemara says, do you mean to tell me that the Suda of Avram Avinu was bigger than the Suda of Shlomo? Vachse Vayhi Lechem Shlomo Liyom Echad, that the amount of food that Shlomo's house would prepare and consume in a day was Shloshem kor solas, 30 kor of fine flour, Shishem kor kemach, 60 kor of flour, Asara bakar briyim, 10 fat animals, Vasara bakar rei, 10 pastured animals, a meyatzon, 100 son, levad. And that was to the exclusion of Be'ayil, v'tzvi, v'yachmar, ubarburim, avusim, and fattened hens. All these animals, all these meats, and all these breads. Amar Guryan ben Istiyam, Ishmei Derav, and Guryan ben Istiyam says in the name of Rav, alolu la'amilem shal tabakim. This was only to make the dough of the cooks. In other words, this was only to baste the pots that they would have all this food. Rav Yitzchak amar alolu l'tzike k'deira. This was just like for the appetizer. So it was an incredible amount of food. So how could you say that Avram's Suda was bigger? Remember Rav Yitzchak, and not only that, but Rav Yitzchak says, Elef Noshem Hayel Shlomo. Shlomo had 1,000 wives. Kol achas va'achas asalo beveisokach, and each one would make in her house such a meal every single day. Why? My time azuzvar Hashemah etzli soed ayom v'azuzvar Hashemah etzli soed ayom. Because each one thought that maybe Shlomo would come eat by them. So the amount of food that Shlomo made was absolutely staggering. How can you say that Avram Avinu made more? V'ilu gabei Avram k'sev ela bakar ratz Avram v'ikach ben bakar rach v'tov, and he took one animal. So Avram Avinu took one cow. Great. Shlomo Melech took ridiculous numbers of cows and other types of animals. So v'yomer Rav Yehuda amar Rav ben bakar echad rach shnayim v'tov shlosha. So says, okay, good. So there were three cows that Avram Avinu took, but still it wasn't more than what Shlomo Melech had. Says the Gemara, no, proportionally it was, because hasam tosa turi letosa gavre. Who was Avram Avinu feeding? He was feeding what he thought was he was feeding the three malachim. And so it was three animals for three people, Hacha L'chol Yisrael v'Yehuda. However, all of this bounty that Shlomo HaMelech made every day, that was to feed the entire Klal Yisrael. Shenemar Yehuda v'Yisrael Rabim K'chol Asher El Sfas Hayam. Okay, so my Barbur Mavusim, the Gemara takes a little detour, then gets back to darshaning the Suda of Avram Avinu. We had mentioned that one of the things that Shlomo had served in his house were fattened hens. So my Barbur Mavusim, what are fattened hens? Amar Rav Sha'ovsim Osam Al Karcham, that you force feed them. Ushmul Amar No Sha'avusim Yom De'Me'alayim, that they are fattened on their own. Rav Yochanan Amar Mavian Torah Me'marisu, Belittle Honest, they would bring a shor from the pasture where it never worked. V'tarnegolas Me'ashposa Bidlo Anisa, and a tarnegolas also from its home where it did not ever work or subject to any type of manual labor. And this is basically to show us that free-ranged free-ranged animals are the best. So Amar Rav Yochanan, Muvchor Shebehemo Shor, Muvchor Shebofor Tarnagolas. The best of the animals is the shor, and the best of the birds is a tarnagolas. Says the Marsha, what exactly is the nafkamina that the Gemara is teaching me this halacha? So the nafkamina is Le'inyan, Kavan and Onek Shabbos, and for Yontif, if you want to buy something nice for Shabbos and Yontif, then you should know that the best of the animals is a shor, the best of the ofos is a tarnagolas. So Amar Amemar, so says Amemar, Zagsa Akumta, Bei Batchina, the large-stomached black hen, the Mishtakhe Beni Atsiri, which is found amidst the wine presses, Lomasi Pasya Kanya, which is so fat that it can't even step over a reed. So this is the best type of bird. Okay, so first medium-sized line. Back to Avram Avinu. Vela Bakar Ratz Avram. So Avram Avinu ran to the Bakar. Samar Rav Yehuda Marav. Ben Bakar Echad Rak Shnayim V'tov Shlosha. Ve'machad Kedamri Inchi Rachich V'tov. Maybe it was only one animal, but these other words, Rach V'tov, were a description of the one animal. So M.K. in Lichtov Rach Tov. It could have said Rach Tov. My V'tov Shmamina L'drasha. Shmamina comes to a drasha to teach me that there were additional animals. Same a tray, so maybe there were only two animals. So Mida Tov L'drasha, Rach Nami L'drasha. So he says from the fact that the word Tov is for a drasha, the word Rach is also for a drasha. Masiv Rabba Bar Ula V'Yisema Rabbe Oshia V'Yisema Rab Nasim Rabbe Oshia V'Yitain El Anar V'Yamar Lasos Oso. But it says in the pasuk that Avram Avinu gave the bakar to the animal, gave the bakar rather to the lad, to the assistant, and he went and he hurried to prepare it. So it says it, not them. So it shows there was only one. So kol chav v'chad yevna lenar chad. No, what he did was he gave one animal to each of three different assistants. So each assistant took that singular animal. But it says only one of them. So what it means is the kamakama dematia asila kamayu, that as each one was ready, they brought it in front of them, and that's why it references the animals individually. So velamali talsa tiskebichad. Well, says the Gemara now, a practical question: who in the world needs three full animals to feed three people? Can you imagine? He didn't know that they were malachim and they didn't eat, but a full cow for three people. You're right. We're not talking that he fed them the whole animal. He wanted to each feed them the delicacy that was tongue, and he wanted to prepare for them each a full tongue with mustard. That's why he needed three animals. Says the Gemara Vayter, three lines down in the wide lines. Amar Rav Tanchum Bar Chani Loi, Liolam Al Yeshana Adam in Aminig. A person should never change from the minig. Why? A person should never deviate from the minig. Sharei Moshe Alolam Arom. Moshe went up to Shemayim Veloachal Lechem, and he didn't eat bread. Malachi Ashores Yardu Lamata. The Malachi Ashores came down to visit Avram Avinu Viachlu Lechem, and they ate bread. Viachlu, really? They ate bread. Salka Viachlu Salka Daitach Ela Ema Niru Kamisha Achlu. It was as if they ate bread. Vishasu when they drank. Amar Rav Yuda. Amarav, kol masha asa Avram Avinu malachei asharis ba'atzmo. Whatever Avram Avinu did to the malachei asharis by himself, also Hakadosh Baruch Hu levana ba'atzmo. Hakadosh Baruch Hu paid back by doing something good to Klal Yisrael bechvodo ba'atzmo. B'chol masha asa Avram al yedei shliach, and everything that Avram did al yedei shliach, also Hakadosh Baruch Hu levana ba'al yedei shliach. Hakadosh Baruch Hu repaid the favor to the Bnei Yisrael, but through a shliach. So Avela Bakar Ratz Avram. Avram Avinu ran himself to the Bakar, and in response, v'ruach nasa me'es Hashem, v'ivruach nasa me'es Hashem. By the slav in the midbar that came directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'ikach chema v'chalav, and he took the chema and the chalav, and he mamter lechem lechem in Hashemayim. In exchange for that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the man himself. V'hu omed aleihem, Avram Avinu stood over the malachim himself. Tachas eight. Sehinani omed lefanecha sham alatzur in Chorev. So Avram holech imam l'shalcham. Avram escorted them. V'Hashem holech lifneim yomam with the amud eish and the amud anan. Yukach namat mayim. Kisa betzur v'yatzu mimeno mayim v'shasa am. Upliged Rav Chama b'Rav Chanina. They argue on Rav Chama b'Rav Chanina. The Amar Rav Chama b'Rav Chanina v'chein tana the bei Rabbi Shmuel b'schar shlosha zachu l'sholosh b'schar chema v'chalov zachu l'man b'schar v'u omed aleihem zachu l'amud ha'anan and b'schar yukach namat mayim zachu l'be'era shamiriam. And this argues with the first view that we saw, because over here it says v'hu omed aleihem, on account of the schus of v'hu omed aleihem, they were zocha to the amud anan. In the first girsa, from the fact that it said v'hu omed aleihem, we were zocha that the shechina was there in Chorev, so there's a machlokas whether they merited that the shechina be with them in Chorev or that the amud anan appear on account of v'hu omed aleihem. But whatever it was, it was everything that Avram Avinu did to the Malachim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu repaid the favor by doing something on Bnei Yisrael's behalf, b'chvodo v'atzmo. The Mefarshim grapple over here with, what does it mean that b'schar shalosh zachu l'shalosh, that we were zocha to these three things in the merit of Avram Avinu? We have elsewhere a maimer that it was in the schus of Avram, it was a schus in Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, that we were zocha to the man, to the be'er, and to the Anane HaKavod. So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz offers a famous pshat. He explains that generally there is a seed, but the seed has to be nurtured and grow into something more substantial. And so the base level of worthiness for these things came from Avram Avinu. Those kochos, that seed, then had to be nurtured and developed through the generations, and ultimately it was Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam who expounded and elaborated on the basis that Avram Avinu set, but the real basis for all this was set by Avram Avinu. Let's just go a little bit weiter. Yukach namat mayim v'rachatsu ragleichem. Some Rav Yanei b'Rav Yishmol amru lo, so the Malachim said to him, v'chi barviyim chashadnu, where are you choshe, that were Arabs, shame ishtachvim lavak ralam, that they bow down tavodazara to the dust of their feet, kvar yatsim imenu yishmol. Yishmael already came from Avram Avinu, and Yishmael is an Oved Avodah Zarah. And some say, the Marsha explains, that because Avram Avinu was Choshed, the Malachim, that's why he was punished, that Yishmael, who was an Oved Avodah Zarah, came from him. Vayere Elav Hashem, Bo'ne Elei Mamre, V'yoshe Pesachol K'chom Ayom, Mai K'chom Ayom, what does it mean K'chom Ayom? Amar Rav Chamba Rabbechinina, Oso Yom Yom Shlit, Shishal Mila, Shal Avram Avinu, it was the third day after the Mila. Bo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lishal Avram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to inquire on Avram, Hotzi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chamim Min Arti, Kadosh Baruch Hu took the sun out of its sheath, Kadesh Leia Triachos Tzadik Baruchim, so that Avram Avinu would not be bothered by guests. Shadre Eliezer Lemepak Lebra, Avram Avinu sent Eliezer outside to see if anybody was there. Nafak Velo Ashkachi went outside, he didn't find anybody. Amar Lom Hemnalach, so Avram Avinu said to Eliezer, I don't believe you. Hainid Amri Taman Les Hemnusa Ba'avde. That's why people say, oh, an Eved has no Ne'emanus. So I guess we'll stop over here with Avram Avinu. Going and searching for people to be machnes or reach too. It's been a pleasure learning with you over the past couple of days. Rabbi Leibowitz will be back tomorrow, and I will look forward to learning together next time he's away on vacation.